Good day, I'm Jackie Judd. The much-anticipated regulations governing the creation and operation of ACOs, accountable care organizations that would serve Medicare patients, have been released by the Department of Health and Human Services. This is a draft that will be finalized after the public and interested parties weigh in. Jordan Rao, correspondent for Kaiser Health News, is here to decipher this for us. Almost 500 pages of regulations, Jordan, just released within the hour. What's the headline?
Well, I think that the main thing that CMS has decided to do is to offer as many carrots to bring doctors and hospitals to collaborate in these new models of healthcare without risking giving away the federal coffers in terms of costing too much money. So they've set up a system where providers can band together and get savings in a couple of different ways if they participate in this program of up to significant amounts, up to, I think, 50 or 60% of the amount that the government saves. And they've also...
If they meet certain quality thresholds.
They have to meet a number of quality thresholds and cost thresholds as well. They have to not cost the government money or else they can lose money. They've also tried to address a lot of the issues that the doctors and hospitals and the other providers had ahead of time, such as making sure that they wouldn't be prosecuted for antitrust violations if they all participated. And the government is basically going to give a pass to anyone that's less than a third of a market, which will be a big deal for some of the smaller ACOs, but not for the ones that totally dominate. They will still be subject to some stringent antitrust review.
There was a lot of discussion during the briefing with CMS officials and other government officials who were on the call about what exactly Medicare would get from this in terms of savings. What's the bottom line?
Well, the CMS actuary estimated that over 3 years they'd get between $500 million and almost $1 billion, which is a nice number to show, but isn't going to save, isn't going to solve the Medicare cost problem. It is going to give them some good political cover to experiment over a period with this, and if it eventually grows, then maybe they could get more, but it's not going to, you know, be a substantial savings for the program.
It's a tiny fraction of what's now spent on Medicare.
That's right.
What is the timeline for this? There's a 60-day period for public comment. What happens after that?
After that, they will finalize the rule, presumably. I mean, this rule was delayed, I think, 6 months. But if they stick by that, they will have the final rule. And then different doctors and hospitals and providers will apply to become an ACO. And you'll have to meet a number of certain thresholds, including having 5,000 Medicare patients. And then the department will review and okay some of them, but not all. And then starting probably in January, that's what the healthcare law that was passed last year said that this would start, they can start being ACOs and being paid a little bit differently as was intended under the law.
You mentioned earlier that federal officials spent a lot of time over the past few months listening to the concerns of hospitals, other providers, suppliers, et cetera. But what they came up with, what do you think will be easy targets? What will be the controversial sections of this?
I think that there's going to be a lot of discussion among the providers about who becomes an ACO patient. And that's been a great concern for them all the way along because they're worried that if they get paid a set amount to care for someone and they get a lot of very, very sick patients and have to lay out a lot of expensive care, that may be on their control. They're also very worried about what happens if under this system, what's different from, say, managed care or an HMO is that the patient can still go to any doctor out of the ACO at any point that they want. It's going to take a long time for people to really decipher what they've done, but CMS has not given them, the providers, all the assurances that they wanted, that they will be able to control and know exactly who are their patients and how they're going to be attributed to them. So that's going to be a big issue for them.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate the update. Jordan Rao, correspondent for Kaiser Health News.
Thanks.